welcome to the program. Today we begin a new series concerning some of the issues that we are looking at today in what we call fundamentalism. Not going to be a very popular series, however. We didn't get into the work of the Lord to be popular. We want to look at the truth. If you want the truth, stay tuned. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 21 says, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Proverbs 4:11 says, "I have led thee in the right paths." Jesus said, just before he went back to heaven, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." He didn't say some truth, he said all truth. We have a lot of different opinions these days on what's right concerning music, and what's right concerning separation, and what's right concerning Bible translations, and a whole lot of other issues. Well, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And so the truth of the matter is, when it comes to figuring out who's right and who's wrong, what we need to do is just get to the place where we can honestly pray, "Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
often hear the phrase, "What do you think?" The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The dictionary says to think is to have an opinion, belief, or idea about something or someone. The dictionary also says an opinion is a judgment about someone or something that may or may not necessarily be based on truth. Therefore, it is possible for us to have an opinion about something that is not based on truth. Recently, I asked a lady in our church service what she thought about the hockey game that was played the night before. She said, "I didn't see the game. In fact, I never watch hockey." I said, "But surely you have an opinion about last night's game." She said, "I don't know anything about hockey. Therefore, I cannot give an honest opinion about something I do not know anything about." Over the years, I've asked many unsafe people their opinion about the Bible, and their answer is usually very negative. When I ask them if they've ever read the Bible, the answer is usually no. I said, "How can you have an opinion about something you know nothing about?" Now, when it comes to us as Christians today, we can have an opinion concerning the issues of the day, but is the opinion based on facts? Is it based on truth? Or is it something that may not necessarily be based on the truth? Now, if we use the issue of music for an example, take a clean sheet of paper and write down your opinion about what type of music is acceptable for us to use in our church services. Next, write down how you arrived at your conclusion. You might be surprised to find out you haven't done any more study on the subject than the woman I asked about the hockey game. In Hosea's day, God's people were rejecting knowledge, and Hosea 4, verse number 6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." The verse continues, revealing the fact that they had a lack of knowledge because they had rejected knowledge. There are over 1,100 references to music in the Bible. How many of them have you considered in coming to your conclusion about music? If you haven't considered them, perhaps you don't have a right to have an opinion. Knowledge alone is not enough. We need to have discernment. Without discernment, we will not know if the information we have accumulated is scripturally correct. Therefore, as leaders in the home or as leaders in our local church, we must teach those we are responsible for how to discern. Ezekiel 44:23 says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." The command is to teach my people. We are to teach the difference between the holy and the profane. Now, two things are necessary. First, we need leaders who will teach discernment. And second, we need students that are teachable. The question every leader, be he parent or pastor, needs to answer is, will I take my God-given responsibility to teach discernment to those I am responsible for? Will I teach them how to discern between good and evil? For everyone else, the question will be, am I teachable? Being teachable is a choice. Christ, the greatest teacher that ever taught anyone, said, "If any man have ears, let him hear," Mark 4:23. It was a choice. His listeners had to make a choice. They had to decide, will they be teachable or will they not be teachable? And so do you and I. Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 14 says, "Strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Paul rebuked those he was writing to, saying, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat." He was disgusted with those people. They hadn't grown up. They were baby bottle Christians. There's a lot of baby bottle Baptists in this age in which we're living in our independent Baptist churches, and they think they're spiritual because they call themselves fundamentalists. When the Bible talks about discernment, it's not talking about mental discernment, it's talking about spiritual discernment. 1 Corinthians 2:13 and 14 reads, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Now, the natural man lives within every one of us who calls ourselves Christians today. We have the old nature, unfortunately, we're stuck with that. We have the new nature, whichever nature we feed, that's the one that's going to grow. And that natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. You can call yourself a fundamental independent Baptist or any other title you want to call yourself. If we're not growing spiritually, we do not have the capability or the discernment to be able to discern spiritual things. The old nature, or what the Bible calls the natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. When we receive Christ as our Savior, we received a new spirit. However, the old spirit still living within. Paul deals with this in Romans chapter 7. He said, "On one hand, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Then on the other hand, he said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man." The old nature in the Christian is referred to as the flesh, or the old man, the natural man, the carnal mind. The old nature receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. If we let the old nature have control, we're going to remain spiritual babies. Paul rebuked the Christians that he was writing to in Hebrews chapter 5 because after many years, they had chosen to remain baby bottle believers. Their problem stemmed from the fact that they had chosen to be dull of hearing, which the Bible in Hebrews 5 and 11 warns against. Well, as Christians, we are without excuse. Discernment is available to every one of us. At least 8 times, Paul made statements such as, "I would not have you ignorant." Over a dozen times, Jesus said such things as, "Thou shalt know," or, "Ye shall know." 10 times, the Lord made the statement such as, "Hear and understand, and by this shall all men know." Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, again, he said, would guide us into all truth. By far, the majority of fundamental independent Baptist Christians are baby bottle believers. Now, before you get excited and reject that statement, stop and think about the fact that about 90% of our fundamental independent Baptist church members sit in church week after week and do nothing for the cause of Christ. Most of them spend hours upon hours watching TV, but have no time for the things of the Lord, including studying the Bible or serving Him from one Sunday to the next. They have no spiritual discernment because they are under the control of the natural man, and the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Again, the natural man cannot discern spiritual things because they are spiritually discerned and they are not mentally discerned. The Word of God commands us to prove or to discern what is acceptable unto the Lord. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove," that word has been translated discern twice, "what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, there's a big difference between learning and discerning. Learning is an accumulation of information. Discerning is the God-given ability to determine if the information is scriptural. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 13, Paul refers to being deceived, and James 1:22 warns, "If we are not doers of the word, we would be deceiving ourselves." Many people sit in church week after week, hearing the Word of God being preached, yet never do anything about what they hear. Everything in the Bible is there to be applied to our lives. As we hear the Word of God preached, we should be earnestly asking God how to apply it to our lives. Someone who sits in church every week deceives himself into thinking he is spiritual because he went to church. Well, James says this person deceives himself, and in seven different verses, he refers to that person's faith as being dead, and dead faith cannot discern anything. Well, in our next broadcast, we're going to look at the difference between the church and the movement. Very important issue of the day. In the meantime, listen to this message in song. It says, "Teach me to pray." We might ask ourselves, why do I want to pray? To get more stuff or so I can get my way and everything? No, the second line says, "I long to know thy will and thy way."
Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. Power in prayer, Lord, power in prayer. Hear mid our sin and sorrow and care. Men lost and dying, souls in despair. Oh, give me power, power in prayer. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. To pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Thou art my pattern day unto day. Thou art my surety now and forever. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee.